This morning, we continue our series of interviews with the Service to America Medal finalists. The work of this dedicated federal employee has improved the ability to diagnose diseases. Her efforts have improved the accuracy of radiological diagnostic tests and helped save lives by setting the standards for things like 3D breast images. Dr. Kyle Myers is the Director of Research in Imaging and Applied Mathematics at the Food and Drug Administration and one of 33 Service to America Medal finalists. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
So, we know what you've done, but tell us, what does your job as Director of Research and Imaging and Applied Mathematics at FDA, what does that all encompass? What is your range of activities in your purview?
So most of the people that work with me are physicists, engineers, mathematicians, and it's our job to come up with the ways to evaluate imaging systems, which means we don't base our evaluations on whether an imaging system gives nice-looking pictures, but by actually measuring the information in those images. So, for example, you wouldn't be able to tell side-by-side looking at a film versus a digital mammogram if they were equally powerful for breast cancer detection. You need good lab measurements and good, efficient clinical trials methodologies to bring those devices to patients knowing that they're up to the challenge.
Now, your nomination says you helped to set the scientific standards for these kinds of tests to ensure the pictures produced by medical imaging devices are accurate and can be reliably used to help in the diagnosis of serious diseases. Setting the scientific standard, what exactly does that mean? And tell me how that goes.
So that means coming up with lab tests using test objects as stand-ins for patients that allow us to make measurements of the quality of the images. It also means that we come up with ways of doing clinical trials, which means actual images from patients with and without disease read by doctors, and then evaluating their diagnostic performance on the images. And hopefully we can find ways to do that, and I believe that we have, that don't require tens of thousands of patients in years and years, because we want to be able to get good information, accurate information about the quality of the images, but be able to do that efficiently so that patients aren't waiting for technologies that offer real benefits.
And with those standards, how much more reliable have these types of medical imaging diagnoses become?
Well, it depends, of course, on the technology. So an example is digital mammography, which is shown in a large data trial after we did the approval that we were right, that for women with dense breasts, women who were pre- or perimenopausal, that the technologies are able to detect more cancer, earlier cancer for breast cancer screening. And we have got some other examples in 3D imaging using what we are calling tomosynthesis, which is a way of being able to see cancer that would be hiding in mammography, which is a two-dimensional image of the breast. But if we can take away some of that confounding overlapping tissue that is sometimes mimicking as cancer and sometimes hiding cancer, that we can do better still. And that's the first technology that we approved that's for 3D breast imaging, and that just came out to market last year.
Now,
a lot of exciting things happening in breast cancer screening.
Which is great to hear. Now, this process that you went about to set standards and sort of pinpoint what exactly these machines should do, is that a new process, or is that something that scientists like yourself have been applying throughout the years, that the FDA has been applying throughout the years?
Great question. It's something we've been at for a very long time in terms of the general framework, but we keep finding ways to customize it for the new technologies that come. So, it's an approach, really. So what is unique about what we do is that instead of being the ones to make new products, our goal is to develop new methods for evaluating the safety and performance of products. And how we do that depends on the imaging modality and the task that it's being designed for. So what we might do for colon CT in terms of the actual test methods will be different than breast cancer, but the approach we take is unique and important to the FDA.
Dr. Kyle Myers is the Director of Research and Imaging and Applied Mathematics at the Food and Drug Administration. What other agencies do you work with in setting these standards?
Well, of course, we work with the agencies that support the funding of new technologies like the NIH so that we know what is being researched out there in the community so that we're ready. The last thing that we would want is for the FDA to not know that something is being researched and be caught completely off guard when something comes to us. So, of course, we're paying attention always to the work that's being done in the research community, both at academia and industry. And then we have some partnerships with CMS as well to be ahead of the reimbursement process. So there's what we call an interagency task force to address the imaging technology innovation at all three stages, research, regulation, and reimbursement.
So what, in your opinion, are the biggest challenges that you're working on right now?
Well, certainly we continue to try and be ahead of the imaging process and want to bring imaging devices to another level of measurement. So you're comfortable with making precise measurements of length with rulers or time with atomic clocks. The next frontier in using images is to measure actual quantities inside the body. For example, imagine if you could tell the number of neurons that are active in a person's brain, that you could measure how that number changes with a neurological disorder and how a particular drug might slow that process. So the next frontier is what we in the field are calling quantitative imaging. So you use it as a measurement device rather than just making pictures. And the goal there is that we would get quantitative information that would tell us earlier with fewer patients that a drug is working, for example.